This is Dr. Mejia attending the patient Zulma Berrios, B-E-R-R-I-O-S, medical records 152053, date of birth 9/17/1966, referring physician, Dr. Barbara Santana. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, tattoo placement, date of the procedure October 14, 2022, indication, screen for colon cancer, family history of colon polyps, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage number 2, hepatic flexure polyp removed, number 3, diverticulosis coli, number 4, rectal polyp not removed due to the flattened extensive nature of the polyp, per paragraph. Deformation sequence, complication non immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, per paragraph. Open procedure as per colonoscopy temple, per paragraph. Findings in a rectum internal hemorrhage, grade 2, period. In the rectum, there is a C-cell flat polyp that extends about 1.5 to 2 centimeters in size, period. This was multiple biopsies were taken, and a tattoo was placed in the vicinity. Polyp was not removed due to the extensive nature of the polyp, period. Paragraph. Sigma descending colon, scattered early diverticulosis present, period. Paragraph. Transflexure pionoma, period. Paragraph. Transverse colon pionoma, period. Paragraph. Hepatic flexure diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters. Erythematoscope biopsy, polypectomy performed, period. Paragraph. Ascending colon sequence appeared normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3 fiber supplementation. Next number, patient will be referred to for endoscopic mucosal resection of the rectal polyp, period paragraph. She will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for follow-up after that period. Patient is to follow up in G office in 4 to 6 weeks period. End of dictation.